Hi everyone, I'm Guillaume Bryant. I'm part of the Veracruz development team within Arm Research, and today I'll be giving you a talk about an industrial use case for Veracruz, privacy preserving video object detection. So first, let me start by introducing Veracruz and the recent changes that make it easier to port involved programs to it. Veracruz is a framework for defining flexible and efficient multi-party computations. We aim to support use cases for techniques like homomorphic encryption, secure multi-party computations, and so on. But unlike those techniques, we aim to be first of all efficient. We want our system to be fast enough to execute interesting programs. I'll give you an example of what I mean by interesting programs in the second part of the talk. Then we aim to be familiar, to allow programmers to use familiar programming languages and tools. Then we aim to be general, to seamlessly support large class of computations. And finally, we want Veracruz to be reusable. We want the applications that you write to be deployable across various platforms without having to reconfigure or recompile them. And we aim to deliver all that along with a strong security and privacy guarantee. Now let's describe Veracruz from a distance. Veracruz can have several data inputs that can originate from different agents who are mutually distrusting, which means they don't have to trust each other. The second input to the system is the program, which again may originate from an agent distinct from those providing data inputs. In Veracruz, we're expecting the programs to be WebAssembly executables. The core technology used in Veracruz is isolates. It's a generic term, also known as enclaves or trusted execution environments, to describe an environment isolated from the rest of the system by software or hardware, where you can confidentially run programs. In Veracruz, the runtime, here in yellow, is shielded from the outside in an isolate. Data and program are securely provisioned to the Veracruz runtime before the runtime applies the program to the data and computes the result. The system is relying on a policy to detail the roles and identities of every party involved in the computation. So for instance, the policy can describe who can access the results of the computation. This policy is public and common to any party involved in the computation. An important aspect of Veracruz is controlling the expressivity of the program and its capabilities. If we don't, the program could leak information about the computation or even leak the results to a colluding entity. Veracruz enables many different use cases for isolates. For instance, privacy-preserving surveys, privacy-preserving distributed computation in the style of city at home, fair exchange of documents, IP protection, zero knowledge, proof of knowledge, and so on. In this talk, we'll be focusing on privacy-preserving video object detection. In line with our goals for making Veracruz familiar and generic, we support several isolation technologies. So for example, we have RMCCA Realms that we support internally. We also have AWS Nitro Enclaves, which I'll talk more about in a few slides. Then we have the high assurance SCL4 microkernel. So this solution is interesting because it's a software approach as opposed to the hardware approach followed by TrustZone, SGX, RMCCA, and so on. It's a formally verified kernel, and it's used by ICECAP, which is a project, an open source project that emerged from our research group. And also we have Linux processes. So in this case, the Veracruz runtime is spawned as a Linux process, which makes it very easy to deploy and debug because it doesn't rely on any specific hardware like other solutions. And also we use it as a baseline in our evaluations because it gives a good idea of how Veracruz performs when there's no isolate overhead. Veracruz provides abstractions on top of those isolates. So we're using WebAssembly, which gives us a portable programming model. And also it has interesting security properties that we leverage to sandbox the untrusted programs. So that's the expressivity control I was talking about earlier. And then we have this unified generic attestation mechanism using PKI, which works across all the isolates mentioned above. There are two new things in Veracruz that I would like to mention here. So first of all, we adopted WSI as our programming model. So what is WSI? It's a WebAssembly system interface. It's a POSIX-like system interface for WASM. So concretely, basically, it's a system API that provides syscalls like file system access, clocks, sockets, and so on. It's a standard, so it makes porting programs to Veracruz relatively easy now. So we implement all those syscalls within the runtime. So the only thing you have to do is to compile your code to the WSI target, and all those syscalls should work out of the box. The second thing I'd like to mention is that we implemented a virtual file system. So it's part of our runtime. It's WASI compliant. So now the WASM programs can access this virtual file system via WASI to read, for example, inputs and write outputs. And they do this via the usual file system calls like fopen and fwrite. So this virtual file system has a few interesting properties. Confidentiality. Since the file system resides entirely in memory, then the content never leaves the isolate. And so the consequence is this VFS is ephemeral. Whenever the isolate is destroyed, the content of the VFS is going to die with it. Another interesting thing, the virtual file system allows to define access control at the file level. So we can specify in the policy who can access what. So for example, we could allow a data provider to read, sorry, to write the input into the runtime, and then we could allow the result fetcher to read the results of the computation. So to summarize, WASI provides a coherent, standardized concept of capabilities, which we use to control the expressivity of programs through the policy. Okay, now let's dive into the industrial use case that we've been working on for the past few months in collaboration with our partner IoTeX, a blockchain platform for the IoT. So we gave a few examples of isolation technologies earlier, but from now on, we're going to focus on AWS Nitro Enclaves in this talk, because this is the type of isolate that's protecting the very request runtime in this very use case. So AWS Nitro Enclaves are made available to Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud instances, also known as EC2. They consist in a virtual machine running a stripped-down Linux stack, and this VM is executing on a separate CPU isolated from the non-Enclave software. Nitro Enclaves do not have inherent memory restrictions, so the amount of memory available actually depends on the EC2 instance type that you're running on. So that makes Nitro Enclaves quite suitable to the execution of programs requiring larger amount of data, like machine learning workloads, for example. The video object detection application is the cornerstone of the use case. Its workflow is the following. First, on the left, a pre-recorded video clip is read by the video codec, which then decodes the video into individual frames. Each one of them is normalized and resized before being fed to the object detection model for inference. Finally, the neural network outputs a prediction. So that's the image that you see on the right, bounding boxes representing the objects detected along with their likely label. So in this example on the right, the YOLO model successfully recognized the dog on the left, but got puzzled by the dog on the right. So we picked OpenH264 as our video decoder, DocNet as our neural network framework, and YOLO V3 as our model. Again, those choices follow the principle of going through the most self-contained code to make porting to WASM simpler. All right, now that you describe the application, the actual program, let's see how it fits in the bigger picture. Deployed by Kubernetes in the cloud, the purpose of the real-world system is to process video streams recorded by cameras in a secure, privacy-preserving, and scalable way. It consists in several components that communicate securely and uses Veracruz as its confidential compute platform. So now let's see how it works in practice. The process starts by the camera recording a video and uploading it to an S3 bucket in an encrypted form. The application is deployed as a function as a service, FaaS. The function we're interested in here,